First reading's taken from Luke 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Following on, still on page 1027. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you that you are alive, that you reign in heaven now, that you uphold the universe. And we praise you that not only did you become a baby and speak words as a human who walked this planet, but that you made sure that those words were accurately recorded for us by your Spirit. Thank you that your Spirit is with us now. We pray that he would be our teacher, that the words that he inspired, he would breathe fire and life into for us this morning. Amen. I mean, well, what do we love at Christmas? Maybe some of the boys and girls can tell us what they love at Christmas. What do you love at Christmas? Yeah?
Because we get presents.
That's right, isn't it? We love to get presents. Anything else we love?
Santa.
We love Santa. Anything else we love? Adults can say what they love at Christmas as well. It's not just boys and girls. Yeah? Even more presents. Turkey. I love turkey. Cranberry sauce and turkey. Anybody else love cranberry sauce? No. Anything else we love?
Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, Yorkshire pudding. So beef it is. Beef it is. Brilliant. Anything else that we love? Brussels sprouts.
Christmas crackers.
Christmas crackers. Yeah.
Christmas puddings.
Oh, I love Christmas puddings as well.
Gathering families.
Fantastic, yeah, gathering families together. All these things that we can enjoy at Christmas time, aren't they wonderful? And God has made all these good things which we can love and enjoy. But of course, we all truly know, don't we, what Christmas is about. And the person we know that we should love at Christmas time, who's that? The Sunday school question. Whatever the question is, the answer is always Jesus, isn't it? We know that at Christmas time, really the most important person is the Lord Jesus Christ. But we find it difficult to love him, don't we? Maybe as much as we should. Maybe we're strangers to Jesus Christ here this morning. We don't really know what he's about or what all the celebrations of Christmas are about. How do we understand him and grow to love him more if we do know him? Well, I want you to have a look at verse 19 that we had read for us in Luke chapter 2. Verse 19. Maybe the boys and girls can look at this as well, because this is the heart of what I want to say this morning. I'll just read verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. I don't know if you've got a treasure box at home. If you've got a treasure box with all the sort of letters or all the little knickknacks or all the little things that you find that you really enjoy in your life, and you put them in that little box, and then you go back to them and you remind yourself how wonderful pictures may be or letters. I used to collect fossils, which tells you a lot about what I used to enjoy thinking about. But we've got a treasure box here at the front. And maybe we might want to come and get some treasure a little later on, boys and girls. Just a little later on. There you go. There's a treasure box. Things that we treasure. We might be that we're treasuring family and friends or food or presents this Christmas. But the question is, did Mary treasure all those things? No, she treasured up the things that had just happened. She could have been grumpy and grumbly, couldn't she? There she was in a stable. That wasn't something she planned, probably. Didn't think she was going to give birth in a stable, did she? She could have been grumpy. She just had to go on a long journey. But no, she treasured up all these things. Well, what are all these things? Well, the first thing we're going to learn from this passage is that she treasured up what the angels said, which was good news for all. Have a look further back in verse 10. But the angels said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord." You see, God had revealed what this baby was about to shepherds. Yes, to shepherds. Has that ever sort of struck you as strange? That the people that God chose to announce the birth of his son would be dirty, smelly shepherds out on the field. They had to be out there all day, every day. You know, they didn't have a shift off. They couldn't make it to church. And yet it's to shepherds that the angel says, look, there's good news for you, shepherds, to you. He's been born to you. And then they go and they find the baby Jesus in the manger, just as the angels had said, didn't they? And again, I wonder if we realize the significance. It's a familiar story, isn't it? A baby born in a manger. Yeah, that happens all the time back then, didn't it? Well, no, of course it didn't. It would be a bit like today, a baby being born in a garden shed or in a garage. And, you know, maybe some babies are born in car parks. We do hear of that kind of thing happening, don't we? But they don't stay in the car park, yeah? They don't get put in the garage, in the toolbox. But that's the kind of equivalent, isn't it? It's almost like God is saying, look, I come down to the lowest of the low because this message, this news is for all people. It's good news for all kinds of people. And so I come to the lowest, to the shepherds, and I speak to them. And then when I'm born, I'm going to be put in a garage, in a toolbox. I'm not amongst the palaces and the politically powerful. I come to all. And I wonder, are we going to treasure up that today, that this is good news for all kinds of people? The angel said, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And you might have come in here this morning and you might think, well, I haven't been to church since last Christmas Day. God can't really be interested in me. I'm not the kind of in the religious type. I don't read my Bible, I don't pray. I'm not that gullible, to be honest. Well, God has good news for you. There's nobody who's too irreligious or too bad or too stupid or too intelligent or too rich or too poor not
to hear this good news, because it's for all kinds of people. You might think, well, I'm just not a together kind of person. I'm not a good person. This message can't be for me. Well, no, this is for all kinds of people. Together people and people who know that they've stuffed up their lives. Children and octogenarians. Really, really bright people and people who find it hard to read and write. All kinds of people. Will we treasure? This is what Mary treasured up in her heart, pondered on. I wonder how she must have reacted when all these shepherds trooped in. They'd come from miles away, and they probably were really smelly, and the sort of stable matched the shepherds. Have you ever sort of noticed that? Born in a stable, and then the ones who look after animals show up from miles away. And they tell Mary that they'd had these angels appear to them and tell them where they would find the Messiah. And then they found him. And Mary treasured up these things in her heart. Will we treasure them up today? Maybe in our family there's a whole ragtag bunch of people. And some of us know that we trust in Jesus. And others said these things we think they're really sort of outside our orbit. Well, will we rejoice together today that it's good news for all? It can be wonderful, can't it, to say thank you to Jesus together before we have our Christmas meal. It can be wonderful to read a passage of the Bible and treasure up in our hearts as a family or a group of family and friends. This is good news for us all. What else did Mary treasure up? Well, have a look at verse 14. Have a look at verse 14. If you can find it, boys and girls, that might help your parents look at it as well. Glory to God in the highest, say the angels, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. You see, the message of Christmas is all about glory to God. That's what the angels spoke of, wasn't it? It's what Jesus said he'd come to do as God, to bring glory to God. In other words, it's not about glory to us. It's not about how wonderful we can be to buy lots of presents and eat great food, or how good we are. It's how good God is in his Son, Jesus. See, we don't get to heaven because we do good stuff and we can get to heaven and say, well, glory to me, aren't I wonderful? I've done all these good things. No. Jesus came as a rescuer to die on a cross, to take the punishment for our sins, people like you and me. And if we trust in what Jesus has done, we're made clean, fit for glory, to the glory and praise of God. And if we're not interested in that, we're really into glory for ourselves rather than for God. Now, I'm sure we're already starting to open lots of presents, and I just need three volunteers who are going to really help me. Gabby, do you want to come out? Same, Charlie, do you want to come out? And one more. Right at the back there. Yeah, do you want to come out? Now, you know how sometimes presents, they have a sort of a deeper meaning. You'll say, look, can we just open these presents? Because I'm sure these presents are for somebody who really loves me, who really knows me very, very well. And do you want to just take those three, take one each, and let's just see if these presents have a sort of hidden meaning or a meaning for me. This person knows me really, really well, so I'm really looking forward to what they've got me. What do you think they might have got me? They might be trying to tell me something, but I'm really just looking forward to enjoying these presents. What's this? Oh. Oh, dear. It's mouthwash. I didn't think my breath was that bad, but... And what's this you've got here? Some soap. And it's not the sort of nice soap. It's the soap that you sort of use every day, isn't it? What are they trying to say? What do you think they're trying to say? Oh, dear. Antiseptic disinfectant. What are they trying to say? What do you think they're trying to say about me? That I'm smelly? That my breath smells? That I'm really very dirty? Oh. Oh, I don't think much of those. Do you want to put them back? Round of applause for our volunteers. We wouldn't really like to receive a present like that, would we? But you see, God's gift to us is a rescuer from sin, a saviour. Now, what does that tell us about us? It means we're lost. He sends us somebody who's going to clean us up and clean us from our sins. That means that we're morally filthy. That's not very nice, is it, that God would give us a saviour and a rescuer, somebody who would cleanse us from our sins? He sends us somebody who dies our death. Because we can't die and take the punishment of God on our own. We need somebody else to do it for us. You see, it's about glory to God for his kindness to us. Yes, he gives us a gift that for some of us might be a bit offensive. Mine, I don't need to be rescued. I'm quite good at being good myself. I don't need somebody else to do good for me, do I? I'll make it through death. I'll stand before God's judgment throne and I'll make it, thank you very much. I don't need God's rescuer. Well, no, we do. We do. God knows that. He knows us very, very well, doesn't he? He knows that this gift is the most precious gift because he knows that we need to be forgiven and rescued from hell and given a hope through Jesus Christ. So it's all about glory to God. And this was what Mary just loved about God. Don't you love this about God? That he's so generous and kind. It means that the people who receive what he's done are the humble. The humble. The people who just receive gifts and say, well, yes, if you give me a bar of soap, well, maybe I must be dirty. And if you give me some disinfectant, well, perhaps I must be a bit rank. And if you give me some mouthwash, perhaps my mouth needs cleaning up. We need to be humble enough when God sends us a savior to say, yes, Lord, I need a rescue. I need saving. I need somebody to do good for me. I need somebody to die my death and take my punishment so that I might be restored to God. Look back with me to verse 47 of chapter 1. This is a very famous song of Mary's. We see something of her heart. And incidentally, we know that this must have been written by eyewitnesses, don't we? Because we're hearing what Mary sang and we're hearing what she says she pondered in her heart. Mary was part of the early church. We know that she was a Christian and she must have given her eyewitness and ear witness testimony to Luke as he was trying to write a reliable historical account. But let's just see what Mary says. What does she rejoice in? My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he's been mindful of the humble state of his servant. If you look a bit further down, he has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but he has lifted up who? The humble. See, Mary pondered and treasured in her heart that Jesus was good news for all. But also Jesus is about giving glory to God, and therefore he is only accepted by the humble. If we're too proud to think we don't need God's rescuer, then we will never be saved. But if this morning we celebrate with great humility and great praise and glory of God, then we'll know the true joy, the true love of Jesus. So will we do that today? Will we spend time praising God together, maybe singing a carol at home? Will we spend time giving thanks and giving glory to God for all the wonderful things he's given us, maybe enjoying a time of prayer together, maybe reading the scriptures, reminding ourselves, pondering on the things that Mary treasured that first Christmas. What did she treasure? She treasured in her heart that the Lord Jesus is good news for all and that he brings glory to God alone. Well, let's just pray, shall we, before we sing again. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you that you came into this world, born of a virgin, born as God and man, so that all kinds of people throughout history might hear of how God can save them. Lord, we pray that there would be many here today who follow the hunch that this might be for them, yes, even them. And we pray for ourselves, those of us who know and trust in what Jesus has done, that we would live out, even today, proclaiming and praising glory to you in our families, in our lives. Help us to find time, like Mary, to ponder in our hearts and treasure up how wonderful Jesus is to us.
and help us to give glory to God. Amen.